are you feeling? You ready to go?
I feel great.
You ready to go
very
for Sunday?
Excited. Absolutely.
Everything's ready, tip top, or you mean? I know you need a couple more weeks on your hand, but you know, you, is everything working well for you? Though you can get out there and hit and catch and do everything you need to do.
If I wouldn't, I would. If I couldn't, I wouldn't. That's what I guess I was trying to say. So everything is where it needs to be for me to get out there and do what I need to do for my teammates.
Brian, how much are you looking forward to finally getting out there and playing with the guys here at home?
Oh, it's going to be excited. I know I'm going to be excited. I know I'm going to be juiced up. You know, you guys haven't really got a chance to see me on game day, and I know I'm going to be jacked up for this one.
How limited are you going to be by the cast? Sorry, how limited are you going to be by the cast?
I'm going to do everything that I need to do. As far as intercepting the ball, you know, hopefully if I'm in that position, I'll be able to basket catch it or something like that. But it won't limit me too much.
And how long will you have the cast with you, Billy?
I don't know. It's kind of a week-to-week situation. I guess how my hand is feeling every week in this season.
It's a hard cast. So is that going to almost be an asset to you in some regard?
No, man. It's real cushion. It's real soft. It's real fun.
How important is it? This will be the first time the new secondary will be together in a game. How important is that to get some playing time together on the field in game situation?
Well, it's important, obviously, because game tempo is a little different. Communication is a lot different in the games. But the things that we do in practice prepare us for those things. And some of the things that Josh does with some of the noise that we use in practice helps us tremendously also. So it is a different situation when you deal with game situations, but I think that the things that we've been able to iron out in the meeting rooms has already helped us out.
Brian, as a veteran, how much of a distraction has Brandon been?
No, it is what it is. You learn that. I've learned that in my years in Philadelphia. There's a business side of things, and it's not always what you would like to see, but it happens, and the guys who are here, we have to continue to do what we do.
Is it something you want to do and maybe talk to him a little bit? Or, I mean,
if I talk to Brandon, we'll talk, and I'll never let you guys know that.
Were you bothered by some of the stuff he was doing in practice? I mean, you guys are out here working, and he's, you know, we've all seen what he was doing out here in practice. Does that bother you as a leader?
We're going to make sure that we concentrate on this game coming forward, and that's where our minds have to be. Whatever we deal with Brandon, we'll deal with Brandon on a person-to-person basis.
Will he have a hard time coming back here, or are you going to...
I don't think so. It'll be all resolved. Yeah,
smoothed over.
Yeah, things will be worked out the way they need to be worked out inside.
Champ with
a lot crazier. A lot crazier. Those things we went on with that was a lot crazier.
Are you surprised this went as long as it's been going before the suspension kind of a thing, or did you see it coming?
I mean, I was hoping that nothing would come of it. But it did, and it is what it is right now at this point. So when he comes back, he'll be a part of this, and we'll move forward.
In what ways was the TL situation crazy?
I'm not going to get into the TL. I will not dive back into that pass. I will not dive back.
What are your thoughts on the club suspending him?
That's their decision to make. They made it, and as an employee here, I'm going to go out and do what I'm supposed to do on game day.
Does it seem like
a fair? Worry about other people looking on the outside going, God, Jay Cutler 5 months ago, now this, what's going on in Denver?
Well, everybody, obviously people are going to have their opinions, but inside the locker room is all that matters to me, is what's going on inside the locker room.
And what is going on?
As for me to know.
But it has been, it has been a distraction for you guys as a whole, as a team, inside the locker room. I mean, this hasn't deterred wherever you guys want to do and plan and practice and all that good stuff.
No, this is a new system, a new scheme. A lot of new people trying to gel together. We have enough things to think about on this practice field, getting better, preparing for a winning season, than to let anything else derail us from that.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, man. Thank you.